Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
Some killers act in the heat of passion. Some act out of impulse, but others plan, they write, they design, they dream in violence. Tonight, we enter the mind of Leonard Lake, a man who didn't just kill. He architected his murders. He built a bunker. He filmed his victims. And he turned his remote cabin in Calaveras County into a personal hell on earth. His fantasy was called Project Miranda, and he would stop at nothing to make it real. This isn't just a story of murder. It's a manifesto of madness brought to life. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters, A Childhood with Cracks. Leonard Thomas Lake was born on October 29th, 1945, in San Francisco, California. By all appearances, his childhood was typical, but beneath the surface, something darker was taking root. At an early age, Leonard was obsessed with control, particularly over women. His grandmother reportedly encouraged his behavior, even allowing him to photograph his sisters nude. This wasn't curiosity. This was conditioning. As a teenager, he developed a fascination with pornography, power, and post-apocalyptic survivalism. He devoured books on domination and obedience. And by the time he reached adulthood, Leonard Lake wasn't just fantasizing about control. He was preparing for it. Vietnam and the shift to obsession. Lake enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps during the height of the Vietnam War. He served two tours and was later discharged for mental health issues, including signs of schizoid personality disorder and paranoia. Back home, he bounced between survivalist communities, collecting guns, ammunition, and survival gear. He built remote cabins in the woods. He wrote journals filled with violent fantasies, and somewhere in those backwoods, Leonard Lake birthed his ultimate dream, a project he named Miranda, after a fictional slave girl from a dystopian sci-fi novel. The idea: to create a post-apocalyptic bunker where he could breed women, eliminate men, and reign as master. It was insane. Unthinkable. And Leonard Lake was completely, horrifyingly serious. A meeting of monsters. Charles Ng. In the early 1980s, Leonard met a younger man through a shared interest in weapons and military paraphernalia. That man was Charles Ng, a Hong Kong-born Marine with a history of theft and sociopathic tendencies. To Lake, Ng was perfect. Quiet, loyal, dangerous. Ng moved in with Lake at his remote Wilseyville cabin in Calaveras County, a compound with an underground bunker, soundproof rooms, and cages. Together, they began their hunt. They lured couples, killed the men, sometimes the children, and kept the women for torture, rape, and filmed degradation. The Miranda Tapes and Bunker of Death.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
In the tapes recovered from Lake's property, victims can be seen crying, begging, and being forced to comply with scripted roles. Lake narrates casually, referring to the women by number, calling them slaves, and referring to himself as master. One tape shows a woman bound and sobbing, while Lake calmly tells her, "This is the easiest way out. Just cooperate." He filmed everything, not for ransom, not for blackmail, but for pleasure. Behind the walls of that bunker, Leonard Lake was no longer a man. He was a god in a world of his own making. The beginning of the end, a shoplifting mistake. On June 2, 1985, Charles Eng was caught shoplifting a vice in San Francisco. Lake, waiting outside, was brought in when police found he was using a fake ID belonging to a missing man. As officers began running checks, Leonard Lake knew what was coming. He asked for a glass of water, and inside his sleeve, he had a cyanide capsule. He swallowed it before the officer returned. 4 days later, he died in the hospital without ever standing trial. Ong fled the country, the aftermath, graves, tapes, and silence. When investigators searched Lake's Wilseyville property, what they found was beyond belief. Over 40 pounds of charred bone fragments, human teeth, jawbones, a concrete bunker with chains, restraints, and videotape equipment. Diaries detailing plans for mass breeding and global collapse. At least 11 victims were confirmed, including entire families. But many believe the real count was far higher. Some victims were burned, others buried in shallow graves. Some were simply never found. And the most disturbing truth? Leonard Lake never faced justice. He died on his own terms, while his victims never had a choice. Leonard Lake wasn't a killer in the classic sense. He wasn't impulsive. He wasn't sloppy. He was methodical. He was doctrinal. And he had a plan, a warped religion of control. He wanted to create a world where he ruled, and others suffered in silence. And in a remote bunker in Northern California, he did exactly that. Until one mistake brought it all crashing down. I'm Damien Vale, and this was Among Monsters. Because sometimes horror isn't improvised, sometimes it's blueprinted.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.